There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stefan is in the farm or at the barn?
Which one is he at?
I know, he's there. It would probably help if I pushed the right buttons for him for you to be able to hear him, though.
He's working with you guys.
You can actually turn him off?
Oh, yeah. Wait, watch this. That's all? Now he's
there.
On.
You go.
There
you
go. Some behind-the-scenes skullduggery going on here.
Watch this. Now he's off again. I can turn him off.
That's awesome. I didn't realize you had that power.
So, Richie, does that work when we clap, too? Then just clap it?
Yes, that's right. Clapper.
And they put it back on.
Anyway,
you guys have been up all night. I'm happy to go to bed if you want to just take
please. We were recording some stuff, and I forgot to push the right buttons back. So here he is.
Oh, there you go.
Here I am. Mr. Yes. Personality, Mr. Warmth, Mr. Charm, and
well,
then
good
there's
day, Doug.
Oh, good day, Akos. Hello. Akos Ankura and John Cremins and Doug Stefan on My Cool Inventions Radio. One of the things that we have is we have something in common, and I'd forgotten about it until I saw that Bud Paxson passed away. Bud Paxson.
Last Friday.
Maybe something that's worth a moment or two, although he's not a household word, all three of us knew him for different reasons. I worked with some people that worked with him in radio, but this guy was, I don't know whether genius, probably not the right word for it, but lucky as he was really, to a point he was smart. He really, along with somebody else, put together the home shopping network cable operation.
Roy Spear.
Yeah, Spear was the guy who
he had
was
the finances.
From,
well, the money.
Spear came from Guam, if I remember correctly. Is that the? Yes, I'm sure of it now that I think about it. And Spear used his money to start that liberal talk network. Do you remember that?
No.
You guys don't remember.
I wasn't here before that.
All right. Well, no, this was after that. These guys.
Yeah.
Had an amazing Bud Paxson, who was really fairly young, who died over the weekend, this tall guy, 80. And did you ever meet his wife, the two of you?
Oh, yeah, I knew them all. I knew, because we got to remember when I first got to HSN, or came to HSN.
Yeah.
It was kind of a turning point. Roy was in charge at the top, and Paxson was getting ready to leave.
Yeah,
because he was going to be taking on all the TV stations.
Yeah,
we had a lot of our TV stations that HSN operated.
Right, but there were a lot of lawsuits and all kinds of stuff that was going on because of the must carry. Well, anyway, keep going. You got a good story here. I know you.
So basically, I had a chance to meet him probably on four or five occasions before he did leave. We had just moved into the new complex because they originally started home shopping in it used to be a supermarket.
It was a big old
warehouse.
Yeah.
Literally, it was in a strip mall.
I remember being in there. Yeah.
Yep. And so when we moved to the new complex, which is right, just right across the street from us here on at America's Talk Radio Network, I had a chance to meet him a couple times. He was the sales guy. Okay,
yeah.
He was the guy that could take you down the journey and sell.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what made him, the big, I guess the important part of the two person.
He understood how to use that skill on television.
Yeah, Roy was a guy, very gruff. I've been in meetings where I've seen him fire people. It was not that pretty. But he was a guy, and he passed away just I think about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. But he he was the finance guy. He was the guy behind, the, you know, that part of it all. And you had Bud, who was the kind of sales guy of it all. And they really created something that that I think transformed the way not only you bought bought merchandise.
Yeah.
I know it transformed the jewelry industry.
Yeah.
We killed them with their gold prices.
Yeah.
Because we started selling gold by the gram. Which was a big thing. That we got down to $12 a gram, and you know, retail and jewelry was selling it at $1,000 a gram or $500 a gram. We changed their business fast.
He sold can openers. That's how this whole thing got started. I think it was probably before 1970. I want to say it was around 1970. I'm remembering him from Rochester. But then I knew him in Palm Beach, which is where I think he went after he was in Tampa. I think he had a huge spread over there. When I was working in Palm Beach, that's when I remember meeting him. And his wife, who was about half his age, if I remember correctly.
Yes, very much so.
And she was along for the ride, if you know what I mean. That sounded bad.
You meant on his big yacht, the big boat that he had. Was it 150 foot?
He had a big boat. He made a lot of money. But because Barry Diller, who is another sort of behind the scenes name, was the guy who actually made the Home Shopping Network work in cable. Because as you were saying, John, they cobbled together a bunch of television stations at first that weren't doing well. Okay, and that was
part of it. We had three networks going at the same time. Mm-hmm. We had Network 1, and Network 1 was all cable. Network 2 was all TV stations. And then Network 3 was a cobbled combination of everything or anybody else that was left. And it was on WGN, WOR, late night television.
Yeah.
That's how they built that particular network up, Net 3.
Yeah.
But yeah, they cobbled them all together about a couple of years after I got there, and then made them one big network.
Yeah.
And then that's when Barry Diller showed up and got us into the whole TCI realm of cable.
Well, he took some of the original money that he made in 1996. The Telecommunications Act was passed by Congress, and he knew it was going to be passed because he had some friends. By that time, he'd made enough money, so he had enough political connections, and his friends were telling him that there was going to be a bill that came along that would allow large-scale ownership of stations. So he bought, by the time he was done, he owned about 70 stations, and they were all in Florida, and he sold them all to Clear Channel, which is now iHeart, and he put $700 million in his pocket. And I don't know how much more he got out of the Home Shopping Network, but this guy was a very wealthy guy. And he was in the right place at the right time, knew how to listen. He wasn't, I don't know, maybe. Do you think he was smooth, John?
I think he was. He was a good guy.
I mean, he's a bad guy. He
flowed with everything, right? Yeah. That's what you're kind of saying.
I
understand that.
I think he was not as refined as he wanted people to think he was, especially in Palm Beach and the culture there, the Rolls Royces and stuff. I think he was never really accepted into that group. You know how those people are. This is more of a statement on life in general, how interesting people are. You know, we all know somebody who wants to be somebody that he or she isn't. They try and they just don't. You know, money can buy you so much, but it doesn't buy you everything. I think that's probably.
I think so. Right. I think you're right. He was an interesting individual.
I can remember he had a two-tone Rolls. It was a light and brown Rolls. That's funny what you remember about people. It just funny.
See, you can also then remember his partner, Roy Spear, at one day, the day before Thanksgiving, came into a room and he had called all of the hosts of HSN on one side and had all of the buyers on another. So he comes in and literally started ripping a new one to every buyer in the building. Yeah. So they're all sitting there. We as hosts are sitting there watching this. We think, oh, my gosh, we're in the Coliseum. We're watching the Lions eat the Christians. It's ungodly. And it was ugly.
Yeah.
And then he looked over at all of us. He said, oh, you thought you were going to get out of this? And then he went on a diatribe for about a half an hour about how we didn't do this, we didn't do that. And then he looks at us and he says, you know what? I can get a chimpanzee to do your job. And he walked out the door. Now, this is just before Thanksgiving. This is the day before Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
And his last final words were, I can get a chimpanzee to do your job.
Yeah, he was not classy.
And then he went out that right after the holidays, went out and hired seven hosts.
Chimpanzees.
Yeah. Seven hosts. They paid them $30,000 apiece.
Really?
Which was a lot lower than what any of us were ever making.
Yeah.
And only one of them actually succeeded past a year.
Uh-huh.
Barbara Marvel Kelly.
Really?
Yeah.
That was Barbara Marvel. I knew her.
Barbara Marvel.
Right, so now, on the other side, ACARS, those of you who may be new to the program, this program, the My Cool Inventions, and then on Friday, Dream Big America, aimed at underscoring the valuable lessons learned by being an entrepreneur. How do we encourage small businesses? How do we get people to take an idea and go for it? And we're having very good success doing that, I might say. But because we, I guess maybe the success, I think, comes from the knowledge that John Cremins has as being an expert and on these QVC and HSN networks for as long as he was. ACOS is the perfect salesman and pitchman. Did you ever run, were you into this by the time we were talking about this? Were you in it by in the 90s?
I was up in QVC then, so I didn't come to HSN till 99, I believe.
Uh-huh.
So I was already, I was at QVC. I was recruited from QVC to HSN. People
you were
recruiting me. Yeah.
Taking your products because they worked.
Yeah, and yeah, I had a history there, and the cleaning business was going through some transition because our dearly beloved friend Billy Mays was going through some changes. He left HSN, leaving this big cleaning hole, so they were looking for people to fill
a
it.
A big cleaning hole filled by ACOS. Perfect.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
On My Cool Inventions Radio.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information equal out lender license all 50 states and number 3030.
Thank you. The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The time of your life, the time of our lives. I'm Doug Steffen with Akos Jankura and John Kremins. We are here overviewing, well, we were just talking a little about the history of the Home Shopping Network and QVC. It's interesting, fascinating, I think, to know how the pieces fit together. I'm one of these people who always likes to know kind of as much as we say, everybody loves sausage, but nobody wants to know how it's made. I'm not one of those. I kind of fib about liking sausage because I don't eat meat, but every once in a while I admit to sneaking a sausage sandwich. I say that because there's no point other than I don't want to come across as being somebody who's a hypocrite. One of the things that I think is most unusual about this fascinating world of selling is that people think it's always been there and they take it for granted. And pretty much that's the same way it is with anything on TV or maybe in the radio. It's always been there. You think radio has always been here or television has always been there. And you know, if you are with them, kids today, I don't know about your children, John and Akos, and even maybe grandchildren, but they so take for granted these devices. They all have smartphones. They all have the media at their fingertips. They think it's been like this forever. They don't know what massive fortunes were created by guys like Bud Paxson, who either were lucky or smart or both. I think sometimes that. Do you think about that, the two of you? Think about your history and where you would be if it was not for what you do. Where would you, if you hadn't gone into television in Minnesota, John, where do you think you'd be, really?
I would have been, yeah, political. I would have been in Congress.
Would you? Really?
I mean, when I discovered TV, I was in news, I was in radio in western Wisconsin, two stations, WIXK and KPRX, where I went to in Huntsville.
Well, those
Wisconsin.
Are stations that went out of business, I remember.
But,
yeah.
Well, yeah, when they were bought and then they've been absorbed.
I'm being
confused. That was years ago.
Yeah.
But basically, I had gotten two of the three counties I needed to run for third district congressman out of Wisconsin.
Really? Huh.
Yep, and then I got the job at America's Value Network, AVN, and I just basically said, no, I'm going to go and do this route now.
Yeah, thank you.
And
thank
that was
heavens.
It.
We don't need another crooked politician. I'm glad that you went into television.
What do you mean? What? I would have been a great politician.
Yes, you probably would.
I think the Home Shopping Network philosophy would work well on the Hill.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? John could be out there. Instead of having lobbyists, we would just have a full-time television channel selling some of the laws and rules that now we sell
or
to
selling
lobbyists.
Influence.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Oh, and there'd be a minimum dollars per minute requirement, otherwise you'd get thrown off.
Exactly. See? I mean, if they want full transparency, total transparency on the Hill in Washington, D.C., why not just put it all on TV, just like the Home Shopping Channel?
Well, that's what they'll tell you C-SPAN does, but we all know
that. Yeah, C-SPAN, C-SPAN is nothing but the Home Shopping Channel
mm-hmm.
for politics.
Interesting. All right, so Akos, what about you? What would you be doing? Yeah, I know Richie would be selling cars if he wasn't here. What would you be doing if you weren't doing the pitching that you do for the various products that you've created?
I'd be in the lab.
The
I
lab.
Was
on a,
I was in the. I was going for my master's and PhD, and I was in the lab. I was a microbiologist. I was working on electron microscopy, and that area has greatly improved since I was in school.
Yeah.
And I'd probably still be there.
Electric
I come from a long line of scientists.
Listen to that. Over there, we have a microbiologist and a congressman, and over here, we have a farmer and a used car salesman. Wow.
There we go. There we come to save the day. All right. So anyway, let's get to the heart of the matter here. We're going to, in a few minutes, meet somebody. We have a nice lineup this week, John, of people. Jeff Hermanson, who has a snow pusher on wheels. This is fascinating. Only because now we're all, the only person in the cold weather today is Richie. The rest of us are in the warm weather, and we could care less about a snow pusher. However, I would bet that three-quarters of the people listening to us are in the deep freeze, have a lot of snow, are looking for alternatives, so we're going to deal with that. We'll find out how this all works and update you on some of the other things here on My Cool Inventions Radio.
Did you donate anything to charity last year? Or did you tell your girlfriend you donated something to charity, but really you just moved it to the attic? Because that CD tower is part of who you are. And if Michelle doesn't understand that, well, maybe Michelle doesn't understand you. Or, well, no matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you donate anything, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards. For shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy New Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/New Year for details.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at Grasshopper.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you. It could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going and what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy.
call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Another week is upon us, 33 after the hour. This is My Cool Inventions Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Acos Jankura and John Cremens. Last week we did very well. We had two winners in a sense, John. David Meyer and Linda Lewis both got 100% thumbs up from the audience. So that means they both will join us on Dream Big America, the contest this Friday. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
All right. So in terms of Dream Big America, those of you who follow this program every day know that there's a special sort of focus on winners, on getting people to win every day, I suppose, if you understand how the culture works here on My Cool Inventions Radio. You can, when you hear the pitch in a few minutes for today, for example, you can go to various numbers, like you can text a thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, which is our choice. We'd like to have you do that, or mycoolinventions.com, you can vote there. The point is that these people have worked hard to get your support, so pay attention to them. And most of the people who are really interested in this are people who love creativity, who want to support it, who are interested in the latest new idea because they want to be hip and they want to be in on it. So the program that we did last Friday, John, with Irvin Azamani and Freeman Fields and Patrick Smith, that voting continues at dreambigamerica.us. So, as this often is a social media play, you might want to check and see how if you have a favorite among those three, how they're doing. If they need a little extra support, you can vote for them at dreambigamerica.us. Okay, so that's how this all works. That's how it's all fit together. And because of Acos and his exposure, he's basically teaching us an art. If you watch him, he's an artist. I haven't watched a lot, but what I've watched, you say that you're always nervous when you go out there. I was saying, Richie said, are you ready? We were coming back on the break. Are you ready to go? And I said, oh, no, I'm nervous. Only because I'm kidding, in the sense there is very little that I do in life that I am more calm about than being on the radio. For whatever the reason, it was a perfect thing for me and has been a thread since I was a teenager. Being on the radio, I don't think about talking to a lot of people. I think that I'm talking to you. And with that, comes the freedom, if you will, the ease of being able to have this sound like a general conversation that we would have with friends. And I think it's you and I, we've all become friends here. And so all that I'm concerned about is having a good time with my friends. And the audience gets that, plus the fact the audience gets to hear ideas from people that they've never heard before, and it may challenge them to come up or to do something with ideas. I said everybody ought to have a backyard business, a garage business, a basement business, and maybe some of these people will get you to take that idea that you've had rattling around your brain for a long time and bring it to the next level. So, having said that, why don't we get to Jeff Hermanson, ACOS?
Well, Jeff has invented the Shovelot Snow Pusher on Wheels. And let me tell you something, this time of year, at this moment, in this month, in this country, I bet you a lot of people would be interested because there's snow
everywhere.
Yeah,
probably those people down in Tampa are really impressed with this idea. Right on.
Well, Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on today.
So you've invented a new way to shovel or push around snow and debris. Tell everybody about it.
Okay. Through the years, I've kind of observed people shoveling with a shovel and how they use it. And I kind of observed, you know, snow piles on the front of a truck, you know, how the blade changes. So I tried to incorporate how a snow shovel push shovel works and a blade on the front of a truck works. So what you do is you walk in a straight line and you got a free flow motion blade that has a right and a left stop on it. So you just walk in a straight line. You can angle the blade in any direction you want by pushing the handle forward, and then it comes to a stop, and that is for pushing heavier snow. At the same time, they're always walking in an upright position, and the reels are always tracking forward. So then when you get done to the end of a row, you can straighten the blade and actually push down on the handles, and then you can pile the snow in a pile. And when you're done with it, you can fold it up, and it stores away.
Growing up in Canada, the Great White North, where typically in the wintertime we were half under snow all the time, this sounds like a good idea. John, what about Minnesota? What do you think?
Oh, I would love that. I mean, you consider my dad's driveway was, we were on an acre. So basically, I mean, your driveway is huge. My driveway was, you know, a good 200, 300 feet.
Ah, you guys, what wimp driveways. I have a 1,400-foot driveway.
But you've got a tractor, okay? I mean, I had to go out there with one shovel. Like, my dad would make us go out there with one shovel while the snow was all the way to one. Actually, our house was on a hill. So the bottom part of the hill where the entrance was and the garage was below the snow pile. So you're digging out from behind trying to get out of there.
Well, sounds like Jeff has come up with a fantastic solution. I think it makes it easier because I think he can push more snow. He can change the angle. I like the idea of changing the angle.
Isn't this one of those visual things, guys? Don't you think, I mean, under the circumstances, I'm going to go to Shovelot, shuvalot.com. I know that we could, what's the old expression, take this job and shove it. We can shove a lot of people out the door with this snow pusher. You're faking a laugh because you didn't think it was really that funny, Akos. You don't have to.
Well, you know, the fact that, you know.
Actually, inside Doug, he is laughing.
I am laughing.
He's almost tearing up laughing.
Really?
As a matter of fact, yeah, inside, though.
All right, so what are we about to pitch
What are we going
to
do? That's Jeff, here's what we're going to do, because while Doug goes looks at your invention, what I'd like you to do is take 60 seconds to pitch it for a minute. So what you'll do, you'll pitch for 60 seconds, and our listener will vote thumbs up or thumbs down, depending on their opinion, whether they like your invention or not. And the listener, if you're listening, just vote. Go to mycoolinventions.com. There's a vote button. You can see the Shovelot pictures there, and you can read the description and vote thumbs up or thumbs down. If you're out and about, get your smartphone out, and you can text the word thumbs up, all one word, T-H-U-M-B-S-U-P, or thumbs down to 22333. That's 22333. Or if you're like me, I just want to call someone, call 1-888-877-0490, 888-877-0490. Totally anonymous, just say thumbs up or thumbs down. So, Jeff, are you ready to pitch?
Yes, I am.
Let's do it.
Do you have any idea?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Hello, my name is Jeff Hermanson. I live in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. My family has put up with my dreams of being an inventor for years. My full-time job is repairing medical equipment. As a kid, I made money shoveling snow. As an adult, all I want is the snow to go. I think everyone who lives where it snows has driven on it and has spent hours scraping it later. If you have a shovel out, you should not drive on your snow. You could take a few minutes and make it go. You could walk back and forth pushing either handle forward to change the angle of the blade. You can straighten the blade at the end of every row and push down on the handle to pile your snow. You could backpull the snow just like a plow on a truck, and when you are done, the shovel lot folds for storage. It retails for $79.99 and can be purchased online at shovellot.com. You can view customer comments on my Facebook page. Now it is time to go to mycoolinventions.com and vote thumbs up for the Shovel Lot Snow Pusher Unreal. That is Shovel Lot with a U.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Hi, this is for light snow. It's not for heavy snow.
Right, it's for like 3 inches or less.
Right, and the blade's 30 inches wide. If you drive, I noticed at the beginning of what you said, don't drive on the driveway before because this wouldn't be able to get underneath whatever you pack down onto the macadam, right?
Yeah, it's not intended to do that, but after you wear an edge on the blade, you can pop some of it up. You know, there's some of it that is...
So is this all aluminum? Is this steel? I'm looking at it. I'm trying to figure out how these the arms on it look like. If you weren't careful and you had a lot of snow, they might bend. How have you made it strong enough so that those arms won't bend?
Yep, it doesn't bend. With the 30-inch blade and the weight of the snow, you can only push so much, and before it gets too heavy, then you can't push anymore, so that it actually won't bend. And the blade is made out of a UHMW plastic, so that's even more abrasive than steel and wears a lot longer. And then if you wear it for a couple of years, you can flip the blade over and push on the other side.
Would this be good for sidewalks, stuff like that? Stuff that you always don't want to just go out there and, you know, and maybe take just a regular shovel to, right?
Right, and say like it's snowing all day, you got an all day snow coming down, you know, an inch here, inch there, you know, you could either just take and walk back and forth and basically you're done.
Why this angle? I guess I'm looking at your angle on this, because it looks like you're what, 90 degrees? Is that 90 degree? You're from the handle down to the blade? Or are the handles back a little behind it? You know, you see what I'm saying? If I start pushing that, if I had that, if those handles were a little bit lower, then I would get the full force of my push, right? And then you might be able to handle more snow.
No, the handles are in a pretty good position. I kind of had an ergonomicist guy look at it and tell me, you know, the angle of the handles. They do bend down. They're not at 90. They're like 110. So,
all right. Yeah, because I'm just looking at the pictures that I've taken a look at here.
Where are you making them? I'm looking at your pictures on Facebook. Is that your picture of your factory there on your Facebook page on Shovel Lot?
I am the factory, and of course it starts in my garage, and everything's pretty much done in my garage at this time. So I've made them all so far there.
And you're $80 made in the United States, made in your garage.
Yep.
Why $80? Why not 90? Why not 99? Yeah. What's the difference in resistance, ACOS, in your experience, between $79.99 and $99.99?
So, Jeff, what's a shovel cost? If I go down to Ace Hardware or something and out there in the Great White North, what would I pay for a good shovel?
A good shovel with this type of blade would run you about $50 to $60 with this UHMW plastic blade on it.
So now I'm on Doug's side. So why, if this has got the wheels and it can change the angle, why wouldn't you reach for more money, like $99 or even maybe $119?
And give an extra blade or something.
Right. People do pay that much with shipping. If I ship them in South Dakota, it ends up costing them $105. But if I ship them East Coast, West Coast, or wherever, they end up paying, you know, $99. So with shipping, that price goes up there.
Jeff, how much, you know, if you don't mind me asking, how much do you actually have in this? I mean, what does it cost to make one of these?
If I don't pay myself for labor, they cost about $30. But eventually I'd like to get a little money for labor. And
so how long does it take to make one?
I can make one in approximately 45 minutes.
So what happens
with,
if I give you
all
order
the jigs that...
So if I give you an order for 2,000 pieces, then what do you do?
don't panic. No, I'm not capable of
quick trip to the John and
yeah. I'm not capable of that quantity at this time, but I am putting
But you know what? This timing is everything. And it's too bad we didn't have you on maybe a month ago or just as the snow started to fly a couple of weeks ago because this, and you weren't ready to go. Maybe this is something that you get yourself all tooled up for. Maybe you need some money, somebody to help you out a little. But this is a $99.95 you ship deal, as far as what I can see here. Everything's included, including how much it cost you to make the blade. How much did that blade cost you to make?
Before I banned, it's about $16.
I'm thinking you ship it and you give them an extra blade for $99.99.
I actually think I could show this to the HSM buyer. I think Joe would like this, John. Mm-hmm. I think if it was, maybe it hit the certain right price point. So maybe if we take this next year, Jeff, and we find you a manufacturing source that could handle the 2,000 unit order, because that's probably the order you'd get.
It doesn't look like hard to make, right? It's more assembling than anything else.
Right, and that has been my goal the whole time, is to find a manufacturer that could actually take this to the next level. Because I know as an individual, can't do that. And it's not necessarily my goal to start a company. My goal is to find someone else that has something in place that could make it.
All right. So if you're listening and you like this show a lot, go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, vote thumbs up, or text us thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. Don't leave a space between thumbs up or thumbs down, all one word, thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333, or phone us at 1-888-877-0490 and just say thumbs up or thumbs down for Jeff's invention. Jeff, thank you very much for being on the program.
Thank you very much.
Guys, we got to get this guy a manufacturer because he can't be making this thing in his garage.
No, this is a good product that really, I'm worried about how strong it might be. We've all been in circumstances where, especially shovels sometimes, I mean, the handles on brooms and shovels and stuff bend and break so easily. So he's got to make sure that's quality, and then he's got a winner there. Jeff Hermanson on My Cool Inventions Radio.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthSmart pharmacists help me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthSmart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthSmart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
According to the Center for Disease Control, 75% of Americans report they do not always take the medication as prescribed. People who don't take their medication properly spend more money on doctor visits and end up in the ER more than people who do. The economic impact is over $300 billion a year. But it's more than dollars and cents. 25% of nursing home admissions are caused by not taking medication properly. Your local HealthMart pharmacist can help you with education, guidance, and expert advice. HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License all 50 states and law number 3030.
Do you hear that ringing? I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said
the ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything, and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tinoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tinoxyl,
I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tinoxa will help you too that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life. Combat the ringing and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669. 800-930-1669.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine. There are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The weather. More winter misery for millions as we...
In the aftermath of the terror attacks in France, a huge demonstration for unity, along with the blame game here at home.
I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. France is continuing the hunt for a terrorist attacker's alleged accomplice. The French Prime Minister says it is without a doubt, in his words, that the common law wife of the gunman who killed four hostages helped him plan the attack at a kosher supermarket in Paris late last week. The Turkish Foreign Minister says the woman crossed through Turkey into Syria the day before the attack. France also announced today it's deploying 10,000 security forces to protect French citizens. Yesterday, the largest demonstration of any kind in French history, it was called a March for Unity. Over a million people marched in central Paris with dozens of world leaders attending. President Obama was not among them, nor was anyone from his administration. Back here at home, some finger-pointing in the aftermath of last week's terror attacks in France. Republican Senator John McCain, who is now chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, appeared on CNN's State of the Union. He said the president is at least partially responsible for what happened in Paris.
When we didn't leave, we were a sustaining force behind in Iraq, and when the president turned down the advice of his head national security advisors, that laid the groundwork for ISIS.
Speaking of which, a video was posted on Twitter by ISIS over the weekend, specifically targeting the U.S., France, Australia, and Canada, and calling for attacks on police officers, soldiers, and civilians. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last week, some wild swings for the markets. The Dow finishing with a 171-point drop on Friday to 17,737. NASDAQ fell 32 points Friday. S&P lost 17. Search crews say they have recovered one of the black boxes from AirAsia Flight 8501 and located the other. It has been confirmed the flight data recorder was pulled from the waters of the Java Sea. The cockpit voice recorder has been located but not yet recovered. The black boxes, of course, will play a crucial role in helping investigators piece together the events that led to the crash. Business at the box office over the weekend.
My first priority is to protect the only one I have left. I'm going to finish this.
Which means just stay out of his way. Taken 3 with Liam Neeson, $40.4 million in its debut weekend, number one in theaters. Closing notes, we have the big college football game tonight, the first college football playoff national championship game. It'll be second-ranked Oregon against number 4 Ohio State. Should be a good one. We'll see who wins the title. And speaking of winners, a standing ovation, please, for all the winners last night. We're talking about the Golden Globes, as seen on NBC. Year after year, the most entertaining of all the award shows. Among the many winners last night in movie and TV categories, Best Movie Drama, Boyhood. Best Comedy, Grand Budapest Hotel. Among the actors winning Golden Globes for their movie performances, Eddie Redmayne, Julianne Moore, and Michael Keaton. Best TV Drama, The Affair, in its first season. Best Comedy, Transparent, in its first season. As for the hosts, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, they knocked it out of the park yet again. Here's just one of the many gems from the start of the show as they zeroed in on the Lifetime Achievement Award honoree.
George Clooney married Amal Alamuddin this year. Amal is a human rights lawyer who worked on the Enron case, was an advisor to Kofi Annan regarding Syria, and was selected for a three-person UN commission investigating rules of war violations in the Gaza Strip. So tonight, her husband is getting a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Tina and Amy, is it too late for the Oscars to admit many of us are sick and tired of seeing Neil Patrick Harris host an award show? He's done enough of them. Get Tina and Amy, please. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fast. It was Boston.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.